We honor all the mothers in our midst today.
我们今天要来赞扬我们的所有的母亲们。
Thank you for your hard work at home.
谢谢你们在家里辛勤的工作。
Thank you for your dedication to your husbands and children.
感谢母亲们对丈夫和小孩子的尽心尽力。
How do children honor their mothers?
儿女们是怎么样子来来尊敬他们的母亲呢？
What do children give their mothers on Mother's Day?
儿女们在母亲节的时候给他们母亲们什么东西呢？
An 8-year-old girl wrote her mother a note on Mother's Day.
在母亲节的时候，有一个八岁的小女孩写给她妈妈一个卡。
Dear Mother,
亲爱的母亲，
Here's the box of candy I bought you on Mother's Day.
在母亲节的时候，这有一盒糖果是我买给你的。
It is very good candy.
这个糖果非常好吃。
I know because I ate 3 pieces already.
我知道，因为我已经吃了三块了。
And then a girl wrote her mother.
然后有另外一个女孩写给她的母亲。
Dear mother.
亲爱的母亲。
Here are 2 aspirins.
这里有两个 aspirin， 就是止痛药。
Have a happy Mother's Day.
希望有一个快乐的母亲节。
A 6-year-old boy, Johnny.
有一个六岁的男孩 Johnny.
And a 4-year-old daughter, Susie.
还有一个四岁的是他的妹妹 Susie.
They wrote to their mothers.
他们就写给他的母亲。
They gave her a plant.
他们给他妈妈一个植物，一个盆栽。
Well, it wasn't the best plant that is available, but they used their own pocket money.
这盆花可能不是最漂亮，但是他们已经把他们所有的零用钱全部花上去了，买了这盆花。
Of course, mother was very happy.
当然，他们的妈妈非常的高兴。
She hugged and kissed them.
她就拥抱他们，然后亲他们。
And told them she loved the plant very much.
然后妈妈告诉他们，她非常喜欢这盆花。
And then Johnny said,
那 Johnny 就说
There were some of the flowers in the shop that we would like to buy you.
哦，其实在那个花店里面，我们还更想买一些有更漂亮的花。
But we didn't have enough money.
但是我们的钱不够。
And his sister said,
那他的妹妹说
Yeah, there's a real nice bunch of flowers at the shop that we would like to buy for you.
所以在那个花店里面有那个很漂亮的花，我们实在是很想买给你。
Like there were the flowers in a wreath that had a ribbon.
所以在有那个花圈，然后还有那个缎带。
And the ribbon said, "Rest in peace."
那个缎带上面写的说安息吧。
And you have always wanted to have some peace at home.
母亲们真的是需要有一些安息的，在家里有安息的时间。
Mothers can hardly rest.
但是妈妈们很难得能够有休息的时间。
They are always taking care of their husbands and children.
她总是在照顾丈夫和小孩。
Always busy serving the family.
就是一直都是很忙，为着家在照顾他们。
Blessed are the mothers.
母亲们是有福的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because mothers are teachers.
因为母亲是老师。
Mothers are cleaning ladies.
母亲也是打扫的妇人。
Mothers are nurses.
母亲也是护士。
Counselors.
妈妈还是我们的这个我们这个咨商师。
Chauffeurs.
是我们的司机。
Coaches.
还是我们的教练。
Mothers are soft voices saying "I love you."
那妈妈轻声的说我爱你。
Mothers are a link to God.
母亲也是我们对神的一个连结。
We get our first impression of God's love through our mothers.
我们对神的认识呢，是从母亲那里能够去体会到神。
Mothers are all these and much more.
母亲比刚刚所讲的这些都是有上面这些，而且还更多。
对不起，如果需要粤语听自己的弟兄姊妹朋友，你举手就有弟兄姊妹可以帮助你。Today we'll bring happiness to many mothers.
今天我们为所有的母亲，我们很高兴。
But today may also bring a lot of pain.
但是今天对一些人来讲，可能也是带给他们有痛苦。
I know there are mothers in our midst that have no children.
我知道在这当中有一些姐妹们没有小孩。
You would like to, but God, in His wisdom, do not provide any children.
你虽然想要有小孩，但是神因着他的智慧，他没有让你有小孩。
And probably you must endure another Mother's Day when all other mothers have received flowers and gifts, but you don't have anything from the children.
在今天，当小孩子可能会给他的母亲有礼物、有花的时候，但是可能你没有这样子的。一个小孩给你这样子的礼物
，You may need to hold your tears back.
你可能会，你可能会忍住自己的泪水。
And there are also among us, some of us may have lost our mothers.
在我们当中也有一些可能已经失去他们的母亲了。
And the sadness of that loss return.
在母亲节的时候，这样子的伤心会在这个时候回来。
And as we read Proverbs 31 today,
在我们读箴言31章的时候
we realize that not all mothers measure up to the noble woman in Proverbs 31.
我们也知道说并不是所有的母亲都能够像在箴言31章提到的这样子的一个才德的妇女。
This is an ideal mother and woman.
这是一个非常理想的一个母亲，一个妇女。
That may not be the reality.
在现实生活可能不容易找得到。
From Proverbs 31, we want to mention something that mothers do or mothers are.
在箴言31章，我们要看到母亲们她们做什么，或是她们是什么样子的。
We want to honor our mothers today.
我们希望能够尊敬我们的父母，在今天我们能够来赞扬、尊敬我们的母亲们。
Mothers are blessed because first her hands work.
母亲是有福的，因为她的手做工。
A mother works hard at home.
妈妈们在家里辛苦的工作。
In verse 15, it says she gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her young servant girls.
在第十五节提到说，母亲们未到黎明，她就起来把食物分给家中的人，将当做的工分派婢女。
Verse 27, she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
在二十七节的地方，她观察家务，并不吃闲饭。
They say that a woman's work is never done.
他们说妇女们的工作是永远不会结束的。
And that's especially true of a woman who works at home.
特别是在家里工作的母亲们，这是。特别是这样的情况。
The most demanding job in the world is a housemaker.
全世界最要求最高的工作就是在家里做家庭主妇。
Being a mother and a wife.
是一个母亲还是一个太太。
It is hard work to maintain a home.
要能够维持家事是非常困难的一个工作。
A little boy got his first job.
有一个小男孩，他得到他第一份工作。
He was so proud of himself.
他对自己感到非常的骄傲。
Earning money for the first time.
他想到说他可以第一次能够赚钱了。
He said, "I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning."
他说我早上五点钟就起床了。
And I had my breakfast.
然后我吃完早饭。
And he was asked, "Does anyone else get up too?"
然后有人就问他说，那你。这么早起来，还有没有人也跟你一起早起啊？
He replied, "Oh yes, mother gets up and fix breakfast for dad and me."
他说有啊，我的妈妈早上起来，然后就帮我跟爸爸准备好了早餐。
How about dinner?
那晚餐呢？
The boy replied, "Oh yes, mother fixes that too."
这个男孩说，是啊，妈妈也帮我们准备晚餐啊。
And he was asked, "Does your mother have the afternoon for herself?"
那这个。他们又问这个男孩说，那你妈妈在下午的时候是不是就有她自己的时间呢？
No, mother cleans the house.
没有啊，妈妈下午要打扫家里。
Looks after other children.
还要照顾其他的小孩。
And then get supper for me and dad when we come home.
那当我们回来的时候，妈妈已经把晚餐都准备好了。
And then we watch TV before we go to bed.
然后呢，我们吃完晚饭，我们就看电视，然后睡觉。
And he was asked, "What about your mother?"
然后他们又问他说，那你的妈妈呢？
What does she do in the evening?
那她晚上的时候她做什么呢？
Mom washes some clothes and irons the rest of the evening.
哦，妈妈在晚上的时候，剩下的时间她就要洗衣服，然后要烫衣服。
Does she get paid?
那她有没有有没有人付她钱呢？
No, she doesn't.
哦，没有啊，她没有得到，没有人付她钱。
Do you get paid?
你有没有有没有人付你钱呢？
Of course I get paid.
当然啦，在我工作，人家付我钱啊。
Mothers don't get paid because she don't do no work.
哦，妈妈她是不需要人家付她钱的，因为她就是工作的。
If anyone here today believes that mom doesn't work,
如果在我们当中觉得说相信说妈妈是不工作的，
I would suggest that you better shut up.
那最好你就闭嘴。
And husbands too, don't be lazy.
那丈夫们也不要懒惰。
We need to give our wives our helping hands.
我们需要给我们的妈妈们我们的太太们一个帮助的手。
A mother works hard at home.
妈妈在家里辛勤的工作。
A mother also works hard on the job.
那妈妈其实也是在工作上面非常的努力。
Verse 18.
在第十八节里面。
She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night.
十八节说，他觉得所经营的有利，他的灯终夜不灭。
Verse 24，
在二十四节。
She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes.
他做细麻布衣裳出卖，又将腰带卖与商家。
This verse describes a career woman.
这两节经文就在讲到这个工作的妇女。
She trades.
她交易，
she makes profit,
她能够获利，
she sells,
她卖，
she's a merchant,
她是一个商家。
It may shock you to realize that the Bible does not condemn a woman working outside of the home.
你可能会觉得很惊讶，在圣经里面竟然没有对在外面工作的妇女来谴责她们。
This noble woman of Proverbs 31 worked outside the home.
这个才德的妇女，她其实是在家的外面，她有工作。
She is not condemned but commended.
她没有被谴责，反而她是受到称赞的。
Sisters, if you don't have to work outside the home, then take advantage of that.
姐妹们，如果你不需要在外面工作，要拿这样子的机会，好好把握。
You can devote your total energy to serve your husbands and.Teach your children.
你可以尽心尽力的来照顾你的丈夫和教导你的小孩。
But if you have to find employment to subsidize the household income.
但是如果你必须在外面工作，能够来帮助家里的经济的话，
then don't feel that you are a bad wife or a bad mother.
也不要觉得你不是一个好的太太或是一个好的母亲。
You are being a good wife and a good mother by helping the family income.
你是一个好的太太，是一个好的母亲，为了就是在外面工作能够帮助家里。
A mother works at home and work hard on the job.
母亲们在家里是这么样辛勤的工作，而在外面也是很工作的非常的勤。
A mother even works hard when she shops.
那妈妈们甚至是在去买东西的时候，她都是很努力的在买。
Verses 13 and 14.
在第十三节、十四节的地方提到
，She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar.
她寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。她好像商船从远方运粮来。
When she shops, she selects. She makes the best choice of the things that she is buying for the family.
当她在买东西的时候，她会特精挑的精挑细选。能够将最好的买给家里。
Merchant ships
商船。
Sometimes when my wife goes to buy groceries, she would say she's buying the whole Asian food market, 美东。
有时候五师母去买食物的时候，觉得感觉上好像要把整个美东都买回家一样。
And sometimes when she shops in Costco, everything is in A bulk sales, big portions.
啊，当他去到 Costco 买的时候呢，就是买那个量很大的这样子的东西。
Verse 16, she considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard.
啊，在第十六节这边，她想得田地就买来，用手所得之力栽种葡萄园。
Most of the women have bigger wallets than men.
啊，大部分的妇女们都有比弟兄们更大的这个皮包皮夹。
My wife's wallet is double my size.
五师母的皮夹是五牧师的两倍大。
Because she has all kinds of membership cards and coupons.
因为她有很多的这个会员卡，还有各种的折价券。
And by using these coupons at the appropriate time, she can save a few dollars here and there.
在能够用到这些折价券来买东西的时候呢，她就能够省几块钱。
She works hard to save a few dollars for the family.
为了家呢，她这样子很辛勤的要来为家里省几块钱。
She knows the value of a dollar.
她知道一块钱的这个价值。
God bless you, mothers.
愿神祝福你们，母亲们。
For all the hard work you do over the years.
为着你们过去这么多年来辛勤的在家里经营。
We honor mother because her hands work.
我们来赞扬我们的母亲，因为她的手工作。
We honor mother also because her mouth speaks.
我们赞扬的母亲，因为她的嘴说话。
Verse 26.
在第二十六节。
She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue.
她开口就发智慧，她舌上有仁慈的法则。
One of the most godly women in church history is Susanna Wesley.
教会历史上一位非常属灵的一个妇女就是Susanna Wesley.
She is a mother of 17 children.
她有17个小孩。
For us, maybe 3, 4, 5 families would add together 17 children.
在我们当中，如果有3个、4个、5个，那想到有17个小孩。
And 2 of her children were John and Charles Wesley.
那其中两个小孩就是约翰跟查理·卫斯理。
She spent 1 hour each day praying for her children.
她每天要花一个小时的时间为着她的小孩来祷告。
In addition, she took aside 1 child every day for a 4 hour to discuss spiritual matters.
那么除了这样之外呢，她每一周她还要花一个小时为每一个小孩子来跟他们来花时间给小孩子。
No wonder God used her children mightily.
难怪神大大的使用她的小孩。
Her children brought revival to England and America.
她的小孩们带来英国和美国灵命的复兴。
Here are some of the parenting guidelines that helped her as a mother.
在这边就提到她是如何她的这个教养的原则是什么样子的。
Like subdue self-will in a child, thus work together with God to save his soul.
就是要教导小孩将自己将个人贬低，能够让神能够来掌管他的灵魂。
Another one, teach the child to pray as soon as he can speak.
在小孩子刚刚会开始讲话，就要教导他来祷告。
Give the child nothing he cries for, and only what is good for him if he asks for it politely.
在小孩子哭的时候，不因为小孩子哭就给他东西，而是只能在什么样的情况给小孩子东西，就是这个东西是对小孩子好的，而且这小孩子会能够很有礼貌的来要求。
To prevent lying, punish no fault.
要能够教导小孩子不说谎，然后在管教的时候也没有错误。
Which is freely confessed.
就是让小孩子能够自己的来认错。
But never allow a rebellious, sinful act to go unnoticed.
不能够让这种叛逆或者是有犯罪的行为就让他不知不觉的就发生。
Command and reward good behavior.
然后要赞扬有好的行为的时候要有表扬。
And to parents.
然后对父母亲们。
Strictly observe all promises you made to your children.
你要 确实遵守你为你小孩子所做的任何的承诺。
When John Wesley was a student at Oxford University,
当约翰·卫斯理他在牛津大学读书的时候
，He was shocked by the amount of drinking done by the students.
他对这些学生们的饮酒的情况感到非常的震惊。
Imagine how much shock he would have seeing our college students today.
啊，如果你想要说当时他是怎么样的受。的惊讶，你可以想到今天的大学生是什么样的一个光景。
After writing to his mother, Susanna, he received the following advice.
那么他就写信给他的母亲 Susanna， 那他得到了他的母亲的一个劝导。
My dear son,
亲爱的儿子
，Remember that anything which increases the authority of the body over the mind is an evil thing.
记得。如果有任何的东西能够把你的身体的这个主权能够抬高超过你的一个意志的话，这个东西是邪恶的。
She have many good advices to her children.
她对小孩有很多很好的劝告。
Another famous preacher, Campbell Morgan.
另外一个有名的牧者Campbell Morgan.
He had four sons and they all became preachers of the gospel.
他有四个儿子，而这四个儿子后来都成为传福音的牧师。
At a family reunion, a friend asked one of the sons.
在一次他们家族聚集的时候，那么有一个人就问他其中的一个儿子说
，Which of you, which Morgan is the best preachers?
说你们当中都是摩根牧师，哪一个摩根牧师是最伟大的呢
？That son looked at his father.
然后这个儿子就看看他的这个父亲摩根牧师。
But his reply is mother.
然后，但是他的回答是说是母亲。
Mother was the greatest preacher.
妈妈是最伟大的牧师。
Many mothers have done a lot of preaching to their children.
很多的母亲都将道理传给他的儿女们。
Mother can speak wisdom and faithful instruction to children.
妈妈能够用智慧的言语来教导她的儿女们。
We see that good example in the life of Timothy.
我们看到提摩太在从他那里，我们看到这样子的一个好的榜样。
When Paul was writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5,
当保罗在提摩太后书写给提摩太的时候。
He said, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
保罗写到说，想到写给提摩太说，想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Both his mother and grandmother spent hours with little Timothy.
提摩太的祖母和母亲们，他们一起花了很多的时间来教养提摩太。
They taught him Bible stories.
他们教导他圣经的故事。
They prayed with him.
他们跟他一起祷告。
They prayed for him.
他们也为他祷告。
They trained him in the things of God.
他们以神的话语来教导他。
At that time, they didn't have VeggieTales.
在那个时候，他们没有 VeggieTales 这样子的录像。
And they have no Awana clubs nearby.
他们也没有这个青少年参加的这个 Awana 这样子的团契。
But they have a creative way to teach this little Timmy.
但是他们有一个他们的方式来教导这个小小的提摩太。
And in the same book, 2 Timothy 3:15,
在第二个地方，在提摩太后书的第三章十五节。
Paul said, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ.
保罗在这边写给提摩太说，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Grandmother Lois and Mother Eunice taught holy scriptures to little Timothy.
提摩太的祖母罗以和他的母亲尤尼基 将圣经的话语教导小小的提摩太。
How old was Timothy?
那时候提摩太是多大呢？
From infancy.
是从他婴儿开始。
He probably was a newborn baby or a toddler.
他可能只是一个出生的婴孩，或者是很小的幼儿。
And the mother and grandmother taught him before he could crawl.
他的祖母，他的母亲，在他能够爬之前就已经在教导他。
They told him Bible stories like Samson and Samuel.
他们可能用圣经里面的故事，像参孙和撒母耳的故事。
David and Goliath.
大卫和歌利亚。
Abraham and Lot.
亚伯拉罕和罗德。
They did everything they could to provide Timothy a good Bible lesson.
他们尽力的来教导在圣经当中的这些故事给提摩太。
Mothers, it is never too late to start teaching your children.
母亲们来教导小孩子们是永远不嫌晚的。
And Sunday school teachers cannot replace a role in your child's education.
在教会的主日学老师不能够取代你的在对小孩子教导的这样子的角色。
They need to hear from your mouth the wisdom of God.
这你的小孩需要从你的口中听到神智慧的话语。
They also need to see from the example how to be a Christian.
他们也需要从你身上看到你怎么样能够成为一个好的基督徒的榜样。
We honor mother because her hands work.
我们知道母亲因为她的手工作。
We honor mother because her mouth speaks.
我们赞扬我们的母亲，因为她的嘴说话。
We also honor mother because her heart loves.
我们也赞扬我们的母亲，因为她的心有爱。
Verse 20 in Proverbs 31.
在箴言的31章第20节。
She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hand to the needy.
她张手周济困苦人，伸手帮补穷乏人。
If she is compassionate toward the poor and needy outside,
如果她对外面这些困苦贫乏的人，她是这么样子的有同情怜悯的心。
Her heart must be full of love for her own family.
她的心一定是对她的家人能够是充满着爱的。
A teacher at school put this question to little James in math class.
在一个数学课的时候，这个老师呢就要问这个 Jim 一个小孩一个数学的问题。
James, suppose your mother made a cherry pie.
他说 James, 如果你的妈妈做了一个樱桃的薄饼。
And there were 10 of you at the table.
那如果你们有十个人在餐桌上。
Your father and mother and 8 of you.
你的爸爸你的妈妈还有八个小孩。
How much of the pie would you get?
你会吃到这个派多大的一部分？
And James answered, a ninth.
那 James 就说九分之一。
And the teacher said, no, James, now pay attention.
那老师就要给他那个，就说James, 不对，你注意。
There are 10 of you.
有十个人。
Don't you know your fractions?
你难道不知道分数是怎么样计算的吗？
And little James replied,
那这个小 James 就说
Yes, teacher, I know.
老师我知道。
I know my fractions.
我知道怎么样做这个分数。
But I know my mother even more.
但是我更知道我的妈妈。
And she said she didn't want any pie at all.
她一定会说她不要，她不需要这个 pie.
Mother is unselfish.
妈妈是非常的无私的
，full of love in her heart，
她心里面充满着爱。
And all of us can remember many unselfish acts done by our mothers。
我们每一位一定都可以记得我们母亲那无私的爱。
Blessed are the mothers，
母亲们有福的。
Because her hands work，
因为她的手工作。
Her mouth speaks。
他的嘴说话
And her heart loves.
他的心是有爱
Today we need to be thankful for our mothers for all the love and the good they have done for us.
今天我们要为着母亲 他所做的一切，我们要来感谢他们。
Even though they may not be perfect, but they deserve our praise.
虽然他们或许不是完全的，但他值得我们的称颂。
President Abraham Lincoln said,
亚伯拉罕林肯总统曾经这样说
All that I am or ever hope to be.
如果我能够今天成为这样子，或是我曾经想到我希望能够成为怎么样
I owe to my angel mother.
这些都是我像天使般的母亲给我的。
And President George Washington said,
华盛顿总统，乔治华盛顿总统也这样说
My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw.
我的妈妈是我一生中见过最美丽的人。
All I am, I owe to my mother.
我所有的能够成为这样是因为我的母亲。
I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her.
我将我所有一切的成功归因于是我母亲在道德、在智能、在体能上面对我的训练。
A mother's love is probably the closest example we have to God's love.
妈妈的爱可能是我们对神的爱的了解能够最接近的一个例子。
It is a love that goes through the valley of the shadow of death and to bring life into our being.
这样子的爱呢，是像经过死荫的幽谷，将生命带来的。
It is a love that sacrifices itself over and over again.
是这样子的爱，让自己一次又一次的来牺牲自己。
The story is told out of the Second World War.
在二次大战的时候，有一个这样子的故事。
Some of the Jews were in the Holocaust, and the Holocaust took the lives of many millions of people.
在二次大战的时候，犹太人被有经历过这样子的一个大屠杀。
There's a family called Solomon family, and this man is Solomon Rosenberg and his family.
有一个家，这个男的叫 Solomon Rosenberg 和他的家人。
He and his wife and their two sons and his mother and father were arrested and placed in a Nazi concentration camp.
他和他的太太。两个儿子以及他的父亲母亲他们被捕被关在纳粹的集中营
In the labor camp, the rules are simple.
在这个劳工营里面那个规则是非常的简单的
As long as you can work, you are allowed to live.
只要你能够有能力工作你就被允许能够活下来
When you become too weak to work, you will be put to death.
如果你已经太虚弱，没有办法工作了，那么就你的生命就要结束。
Solomon Rosenberg watched his father and mother marched off to their deaths.
这个 Solomon Rosenberg 他就眼看着他的父亲、他的母亲，因为太虚弱，然后就被处死了。
And he knew that the next would be his youngest son David.
那他就想到说他有一个小他的这个小儿子呢是比较软弱的比较虚弱的
Because David had always been a sick and a weak child
因为这个 David 呢就是从小就是一个非常弱容易生病的一个小孩子
Every evening when Solomon Rosenberg came back into the barracks
每个晚上当 Solomon Rosenberg 他回到这个集中营的时候
After hours of labor, he would be exhausted.
在这么多小时的劳动之后，他是非常的疲惫。
But he also searched for the faces of his family.
但是他会从这个众多的人当中去找他的家人。
Once he found them, they would huddle together and thank God for another day of life.
他一找到他们，就赶快跟他们拥抱，感谢神又赐给他们能够再有一天。
One day, Rosenberg returned to the barracks and didn't see those familiar faces.
有一天，当他回来的时候，回到集中营，他看不到他熟悉的家人
的时候
，He finally discovered the face of his older son Joshua in the corner.
他找了很久之后，他找到他这个大儿子 Joshua 在这个角落。
He huddled at that corner, weeping and praying.
他一个人在那个角落，然后在那边哭泣，然后在那边祷告。
He said, "Joshua, tell me it is not true."
他就说 ，Joshua， 你告诉我这不是真的吧
？And he said, "It is true, Papa."
他的大儿子 Joshua 跟他讲说是真的。
David was not strong enough to work today.
他说 ，David， 今天他不够，没有能力来工作。
So they came for him.
然后他们就来。要来抓他。
And this father Rosenberg asked,
那这个父亲就问
，But where is your mother?
那你的妈妈呢
？And this boy said, "Oh, Papa, when they came for David."
这个他的大儿子说，哦，爸爸，当他们来要把 David 带走的时候
，He was afraid and he cried.
他非常的害怕，然后他在那边哭。
And the mom said,
他的妈妈就说
，There is nothing to be afraid of, David.
David, 没有什么好害怕的。
And she took his hand and went with him.
然后这个妈妈就牵着 David 的手，这个小儿子，然后跟他一起去了。
Proverbs 31 verse 20 says,
在箴言的31:20说。
She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy.
她张手周济困苦人，伸手帮补穷乏人。
And this noble mother extends her hand to the weak and needy son.
这么样子的一个母亲，在她儿子需要的时候，她张开她双手。
This is motherhood.
这就是母爱。
Mothers, this is your day.
母亲们，这是。今天是你的日子。
May God bless you in it.
愿神在今天祝福你。
And if there is anyone here today that have never experienced the love of God,
如果在我们当中仍然到今天还没有感受到神的爱的。
And the love of God is so beautifully represented in the love of a mother.
神的爱在我们的母亲身上能够很美丽的来彰显出来。
I pray that if you have felt that, you have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death alone.
在这时候，如果你是觉得你好像在死荫的幽谷，自己一个人在单独的走的时候，我为你祷告。
You will recognize that His hand is reaching out for you.
你就知道说有一个手伸出来要来给你。
Hands that have nails holes on it.
这个手上是有钉痕的手。
And he said to you, "There's nothing to be afraid of."
然后这样子告诉你，没有什么事是你需要害怕的。
I'll go with you.
我会跟你一起走。
And I pray that you will recognize Jesus.
那我也祷告你能够认识主耶稣。
He has gone through the valley of the shadow of death.
主耶稣自己经历过死荫的幽谷。
And he made it possible for you to live forever.
而他也让你能够得到永生。
Would you give him your hand today?
我们愿不愿意将自己的手给他呢
？Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come to you this afternoon.
我们在天上的父，我们今天来到你的面前。
Thank you for our mothers.
谢谢你为我们预备母亲。
They portray your love to us.
他将你的爱能够彰显给我们。
Thank you that you already went through the valley of the shadow of death.
谢谢你，感谢你经过了死荫的幽谷。
And you're extending your hand to us.
你现在你也张开你的双手要来给我们。
May we trust you and give our hand to you.
愿我们能够来信赖你，将我们的手来伸出来给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
When we 有一些人会觉得很不公平。Some of us feel very unfair, especially the men, 特别是男士。为什么母亲节我们才有那个联合崇拜？ 父亲节也没有，儿童节也没有。How can we only gather together for Mother's Day and not for Father's Day or Children's Day? So many of us feel left out. 所以我们很多人会觉得会被排在外面。但是其实我们今天听那个道理，从圣经的教导，箴言三十一章不单是对女子而说的。However, when we look at the Proverbs 31, it's not only a message that God has for all the women. It's actually all for all the men as well, for everyone, whether old or young. 其实神也用箴言三十一章跟我们每个人说话。那里说，艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，为敬畏耶和华的必得称赞。There it says, charm is deceptive, beauty is fleeting.But a woman or person who fears the Lord is to be praised. 因为我们每一个人都在今天在虽然是母亲节我们每一个人都把我们自己奉献给神。May we, even though it's Mother's Day, each of us present ourselves to the Lord to become one who fears the Lord. 早上我们唱两个诗歌可能比较吵啊 把大家吓坏了。This morning we sang two songs that are really loud. Maybe it scared you. So we're going to respond with a song that is slower and less loud. So 我们回应的诗歌可能没有这么吵、啊、比较慢一点。我们大家站起来好吗 ?Let's all stand.
All that I am, all that I have, I lay them down before you.All my regrets, all my acclaims, the joy and the pain, I'm making them yours. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my day to you.Lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life.
Things in the past.
Things in the past. Things yet unseen. Wishes and dreams that are yet to come true.All of my heart, all of my praise, my heart and my hands are lifted to you. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory, Lord, I offer my days to you.Lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life.
用中文来唱。
我将自己完全献上，毫无保留放在你的脚前。所有的悔恨，一切的挣扎，无论苦与乐，都交托给你。哦，主，我献上生命给你，用我一切精力来荣耀你生命。主，我献上一生给你。赞美圣祭，能成为馨香火祭。我献上生命给你。
请姐妹，过去的事。弟兄，
我所有希望。我所有计划，全人和全心都交托给你。
大家来，
哦，主，我献上生命给你，用我一切 将你生命赐我，献上一生给你，愿我赞美圣祭，能成为馨香火祭。我献上生命给你。
天父，我们把我们的生命献上给你，用我们的一切的精力来荣耀你的圣名。今天早晨我们在一个母亲节的节日当中，我们把我们不单是我们的奉献，把我们的生命，把我们的前面的日子也奉献给你。主，我们手中的拿到来你面前的礼物，我们也甘心乐意的奉献给你，求主你祝福，求主使用我们的礼物建立你的教会。
Lord God, this morning we offer our lives to you. Everything that we've been through, all our experiences, whether our weaknesses or our strengths, we offer ourselves for your glory. Lord God, this morning we've brought before you our gifts, perhaps gifts of gold and silver, perhaps gifts of time and minutes, perhaps only the gifts of our hearts, but we offer them to you.Without hindrance, without holding anything back. We pray that you would use it for your glory. Build up your church. This morning we also want to come and honor our mothers. We thank you, O Lord, for granting others, our mothers, who love us and work so hard for us. And Lord God, for their care, we remember that we have a Heavenly Father who cares for us.
今天早晨我们也纪念到我们的母亲，我们为到我们的母亲献上感恩。知道你赐给我们母亲，让我们知道母爱的伟大，也让我们知道我们天上的父亲是多么爱我们。就让我们今天把我们自己，不单是把我们自己，我们的心给我们的母亲，也把我们的心给你。
So Lord God, we offer not only our lives and our hearts and our thanksgiving to our mothers, but our lives and our thanksgiving to you.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名 ，In Jesus' name, Amen.请坐 ，please be seated. Oh, okay. 我们今天早上有很丰富的节目，我们刚刚没有诗班，但是我们今天有儿童的诗班。This morning we did not have a church choir, but we now will have a children's choir to offer an anthem in honor of their mothers.
他们要献唱一首诗歌，为了要
来谢谢我们当中的母亲，所以我们请儿童诗班 present to you the children's choir.